Super Saturday with Jeremy Harris. Brought to you by Score Energy Drink.
Let's find out what's going on at the world, or rather in the world, of UXI Sport. Now, Thea Miller joins me in studio, the Chief Operating Officer of UXI Sport. Firstly, Thea, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy, and good morning to your Super Saturday listeners.
I love it. She knows exactly what the show is called. We know how to greet each other as well. Thea, we spoke to each other, it feels like just the other day, but it was a few months ago, right?
That's right, Jeremy. It was just before the Blue Bulls Rugby Union cross-border competition.
Yes. And so we said at the time, have a good tournament, but we were going to catch up and find out how things were going. So can you maybe give us an update on that cross-border under-20 club rugby competition?
Yes, Jeremy, the cross-border under-20 competition is going extremely well. I think for us, if you remember correctly, why I explained to you why this whole platform of UXI Rugby Institute was started, it was intended to actually bring up those boys who get lost after school, who don't necessarily get the opportunities, the chance to actually develop and have a future and a hope for rugby. And you know, I gave you that stat that 97% of our schoolboys that's involved in rugby right now just falls through the cracks after matric, and this platform is there to catch them up. But it doesn't help if we don't have a competition that we can actually put them in and where they can match their abilities against stronger teams, you know. And like we say in Afrikaans, always that eister sleep eister, you know, if they don't compete against better teams than they are, how will they shape and how will they get better? And that's what we've seen in the Blue Bulls under 21 competition, 20 competition now. You know, you've got the likes of your southern teams that's going to compete against your northern teams, and up there in the north, we've seen the Tuckies under 20 team doing extremely well. The Narkables team coming up, the Pumas Rugby Institute team has done extremely well up there as well. And at the same time, you've got the guys in the central region fighting it out. You've got the Leopards looking very strong at the moment. Today, the Cheetahs Institute is up against the Northwest Picker. You know, so those are traditionally not the kind of competitions these boys would have played. We had the Greek Quiz in there as well. They've done well up to now. And here in the South, you know, all eyes are on Hamilton's under-20s. Belleville under-20s are looking strong. And, of course, Marty's. So, you know, we're looking forward to doing September, the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and the finals then at the same time as the World Cup. So, very exciting things happening.
Very exciting things. I mean, what I like about the offering, if you like, from UXI Rugby Institute is that it offers that high-performance rugby development program. It's an academic qualification, Thea, but it's coupled in with, as you say, if we think that you've got the skills to play rugby at the next level, at the top level, then we are going to identify you. We are going to go, don't worry, we're going to try and find a way through the system for you such that you can live your dream.
Absolutely, Jeremy, and that's exactly what's happened for some of our players now. You know, they've received bursaries from universities that typically wouldn't have, you know, those boys didn't get those opportunities after matric. And, you know, we're proud of guys like Kirtley Aronson, Ricky, that's joining us here in the studio today, has won, spent a couple of months with us at the Western Province Rugby Academy. We've seen Grant Williams, they're all participating now in the World Cup, and how exciting is that? You know, again, showing that, you know, sometimes hard work outplays talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's exactly what we try and cultivate within the Institute, is to learn and teach those skills that's needed to cope on a professional level. And as we know, not all players will make it. And, you know, but the sport in itself teaches so many fantastic attributes to a young athlete that will be with them for the rest of their lives. You know, like how to get up when it's tough, how to keep on going when, you know, that's what's so beautiful about Ricky's story. You know, Ricky was one of those players that, you know, no matter how many times he got knocked down, he got up, you know, and he kept on going. And, you know, those are the skills we need to survive in the world today and in the working world, you know, because that's life. Life is going to knock you down. Get up. Sport teaches that. Sport teaches participation and teamwork, and it teaches you, you know, those fast-paced skills, you know, and adaptability, because aren't we just living in the most adaptable, you know, ever-changing world, and we need to adapt all the time. And sport teaches us that, you know, so whether or not you make it in the professional world or not, the skills that sport teaches you then combined with your academic studies for life after sport well, help you in the working world, and that's what we try and do. And, you know, many of these boys end up in club rugby, and that might be their highest form of competition, and that's fantastic. You know, isn't our clubs just the backbone of South African rugby?
Absolutely. So many opportunities to be involved at the next level, at a higher level. I mean, I think that that Thea has given us a really good insight into terms of what UXI rugby and UXI sports will do. She's mentioned one of our other in-studio guests, Ricardo Duarte, in studio as a 2023 World Sevens Rookie of the Year. Of course, a key part of the Blitzbox team, and in this particular context, a graduate of the UXI Rugby Institute. Brother man, good to see you.
Good morning, Tia and Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, talk to us. I mean, we've spoken a bit about rugby at the Sevens and the Blitzbox level, but give us an insight into your UXI experience.
Your UXI actually just gave me an opportunity to really get ready for what was lying ahead for me with the Sevens. It was coming back from a lockdown situation where I had no contract. I had only my job at my parents' fishery. And, after that 2 years of just training on my own, I needed to really find a place where I can challenge myself and get some game time and really get some shoulders on bodies, because for 2 years I really didn't have an opportunity to play.
You were tackling the postman as he came past the house.
Yeah, and sometimes he actually gave me a side tip. And, UXI actually really gave me an opportunity to grow as a player. Like, we were training every day. We were a big group of players willing to actually learn and grow as players, and really seeking opportunity to go to higher levels in our rugby careers. And what I like about UXI, it's not just rugby for them. It's the player off the field as well, like developing as a person and actually becoming the best version of yourself, and taking the stuff that you learn there and really applying it to everything you do. So UXI, like I said, they gave me opportunity to really grow and know that I can go into the next phase of my life confident and ready.
And look at you now, green and gold all over you.
Yeah, sometimes it still feels like a dream.
Yeah, I love it. I love dreams, pal. You come to the right place if you want to tell me about dreams. I love it. Listen, we are not done talking to these two. Thea Miller, Ricky Duarte in studio. Tricky Ricky, as he's known, I think, on the field of play. I tell you what, a man who can step sideways, never mind still, you know, around you, he will step sideways and he will make you look very, very silly. Don't get into a stepping competition with him, because he will come out tops. We're going to talk a bit more to them after this. In studio with the team from UXI Sport, the Chief Operating Officer, Thea Miller, is in studio, a UXI Sport graduate, Ricky Duarte, Tricky Ricky, in studio as well. Thea, now I'm hearing that you have an announcement. You've come bearing gifts.
I do indeed, Jeremy. First of all, we mustn't forget it's Women's Month.
Yes.
And as such, we are really challenging the women to rise up in sport in South Africa. So if the women out there want to come join our Rugby Institute, you know, we are offering a 50% bursary for all females wanting to come join our Rugby Institute across South Africa. You are live streamed nationally, so I hope that it reaches all those areas of South Africa, that the young women that want to rise up and get into rugby development will join us and receive for the month of August a 50% bursary towards one of our Rugby Institutes.
What?
Correct. You know, we've got two females in Griqua doing extremely well right now. In fact, Christy is already playing for the Griqua national team or provincial team, and we've also got Tatu Ransel doing very well for the Cheetahs. So yeah, we're doing very well over there with the ladies, and come on ladies, I'm challenging you to rise up and come join the world of sports, rugby in particular. We need you ladies out there. And then you know, generally I'm always saddened by the amount of talents that we have in this country, but also so many of our students and players that simply don't have the funds to join a professional platform like this. Therefore, this morning, to one of your Super Saturday listeners, we would like to award 100% bursary to the value of approximately 130,000 rand.
Wow.
and the Bursar includes a high performance development program for the year with a full kit. And from our academic partner, which is part of the UXR Sport Group, Health and Fitness Professionals Africa, a national diploma or certificate in sport, fitness and nutrition that will go with that. And how we're going to do this, Jeremy, is we're going to ask one of your listeners that are passionate and wanting to get into this opportunity to record a 60-second video where they simply displaying their sidestep tactics or maybe their tackling tactics, even if it means tackling the postman like Ricky did, you know, and of course the punchline at the end of that video must say, don't forget to listen to a Super Saturday.
Shame, people must do that as well.
Absolutely, and then tag Heart FM 104.9 and of course UXR Sport on your Instagram on our Instagram platforms. And on the 9th of December, we would then like to make an announcement. Wow. Maybe we do it here in studio.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. Wow, that is a massive gesture. 130,000 rand full sports bursary. And as Thea is saying, send through your abilities as a sidestepper, as a tackler, or as both, and post it to a UXI Instagram account. You can also tag us at Heart FM. You can tag me as well at JeremyHarris55 is my Insta account. And we may very well pick you. Massive opportunity. Guys, please pay attention, please listen out, because this is not going to come your way quickly and easily. 100% bursary if you've got the right stuff, and send it through to us. Listen, I want to get a final word out of Tricky Ricky, but I also want to get a second word out of Anton Lieber with news. I'm going to hold them both, I'm going to hold Ricky over for a couple of minutes as we get through to news. We do that after this. So, as we've just heard, an opportunity for a 100% UXI sports bursary from UXI Sports. We're just talking to Thea Miller, Chief Operating Officer for UXI Sport, and that offer is on the table. We will need a 60-second video of you posted to their Instagram account. You tag us at Heart FM. You tag me at JeremyHarris55. You show us your rugby skills. You motivate for why it is it should be you, and you may be just like some of the Springboks and the Blitzboks out there, and you may very well climb the ladder. You may very well become the next green and gold superstar, just like Ricky Duarte, who's in studio with us at the moment. And just before I say goodbye to you, Thea, obviously just a massive thanks to you and the team. This is a huge, huge gesture.
That's only our pleasure and a privilege also to do this project with Heart FM and with your show this morning, Jeremy, because I know also how much you've got a passion for sport and especially the youth development in the Western Cape. So, you know, it's just you that's inspiring us as well to do this. And, of course, you know, we just believe that there's just so much beautiful talent out there that we somebody has to do something to get those guys and rise them up from the bottom up. And you know, I hope this definitely brings across or brings a wonderful opportunity for next Ricky or Curtly Arons or Grant Williams.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. It's an opportunity. So if the parents are listening and you're thinking to yourself, gosh, we wouldn't have been able to do this, here is a chance. It's a chance. If you don't put your hand up, nobody will know that you've got a question. So by all means, get involved. If you're a youngster listening to it, boy or girl, doesn't matter to me. Get involved. Put forward that proposal. Put forward that that video proposal. Send it through to UXI Sport. The 9th, did you say it was the 9th of September? 9th of the 9th is when we will make that final call. We'll get Thea and the team back in studio and we will find out who our lucky recipient is. Before I let you go, just a final word from you, Ricky, in terms of maybe just a message to the youngsters out there in terms of it's supposed to be hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But hard is what will make you a better player, a better person in the future.
Jeremy, I fully agree. I think you say it has to be hard. I like to call it like we all get faced with some type of adversity in our life, and hard times we have to get through. And not only like sportsmen, but I think every person in this world faces adversity at some stage of their life. And I think for me, the message is don't let the adversity break you. I think if anything, let adversity shape you into this person that you want to become one day. Find that thing that you really have so much love and passion for, find that thing that wakes you up in the middle of the night and you're thinking about a new idea, find that thing that you really, you have complete joy about, and chase it with your whole heart, and never let anybody steal your joy. And also, I like to say that people shouldn't be determined by their past, and they shouldn't allow their past to define them and to define their future. I think, if anything, don't let people steal that joy from you and make you believe that nothing, that it isn't possible. Because at the end of the day, when you achieve those goals and when you achieve that dream, it's the most grateful experience, the most joy you can ever experience.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just something I want to share with the listeners out there. Self-discipline is the key to success, and be the hardest worker in the room, and I promise you that you will have a successful career.
There we go. Ricky Duarte, and I'm telling you what, living, breathing example of the good work that the team at UXI Sport do as well, but also an example in terms of what will happen if you apply yourself. He wears the green and gold, he wears it with pride. He couldn't even tell me a story because he was going to cry. But I mean, he and I both, that's just the way it is. There's so much emotion here, and I love it. It could be you. It could be you, and you want to be part of it. Thea, to you and to Ricky, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming in today, and have a super Saturday.
Thank you, Jeremy, and may you too and your listeners have a super Saturday.
Here we go, folks.
This is Super Saturday with Jeremy Harris, brought to you by Score Energy Drink.